I'm Tyler Green. You're listening to the Modern Art Notes podcast. I'm back with artist Chris Burden. Chris, about 15 years ago, you told curator Paul Schimmel, who organized your first career survey in 1988 at the Newport Harbor Art Museum, that you'd like to be responsible for something on the scale of the Eiffel Tower. Do you still think about that? Is that still attractive to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have an idea of what that might be?
Well, I have a piece that I've had in mind a long, long time, and I think it's, as the years go by, the decades go by, I think it's more and more technically possible and actually doable. It just takes somebody the initiative to put it together. But basically, the idea is simply this. You put a satellite in orbit that is an inflatable, and it's a giant inflatable. And if you could do it right, I mean, the simplest would be a sphere, but if you were more sophisticated, it could be a parabolic mirror that you could actually control. And the thing would be huge because, you know, as an inflatable, it could go up there as thin mylar, and then it could be inflated and to something that's the size of Lake Havasu or something. Well, you can imagine what that would look like on Earth. It would look, you know, you'd have a giant searchlight to be big, brighter, you know, a lot brighter than the moon, blazing through the night sky. So, and you know, it has even, you know, taken a lot, you know, you could turn off all the lights in New York City and light it from above at night. Good weather.
Wow.
I mean, it's technically possible. I think that the stuff is available now that, you know, space launchers are getting cheaper and cheaper. This guy Bigelow, who ran a bunch of hotels, and he's actually developing an inflatable hotel so he can go up and float around in outer space in a, you know, inflatable cocoon. So, you know, it is happening. You know, it's just a matter of when. You know, it has obviously military potential too. But
in a number of catalogs or magazine stories about you, you've included drawings or concepts for potential projects, kind of like the one you just described. In the last few years, we've seen large art institutions like museums or other institutions realize projects that artists didn't get to do during their own lifetimes. Robert Smithson's Floating Island is probably the most famous example. Is that something that you hope happens after you're no longer with us, or is that out of bounds for you? Or
geez, I hadn't really thought about it, but that's why I you know, maintain pretty thorough files and, you know, proposal letters and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know, I would. I mean, I think that's why people become artists. You know, is to have a life beyond them. I mean, it's a way to become immortal.
So if somebody mines your files, that would be perfect.
Yeah. No. I mean, the satellite piece is a good example. I call it the moon piece. But if somebody wanted to do that, after I'm not around, that would be fantastic.